In the 6.5 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, one local man has played a role in bringing that signature brass band sound back to the streets. KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross paid a visit to this master craftsman in Olathe, who is custom making instruments for some of the top jazz musicians in the country.
A horn shop is a pretty noisy place. And it's not just trumpet and trombone players noodling. If you go behind the store to the workshop, you'll find it actually takes sound to make sound.
Sound is very much a part of our world.
Mike Corrigan calls himself the horn doctor. He knows the physics, chemistry, and geometry behind making music, from the unique properties of brass, copper, and silver to the angle of a bend on a hornbell. Most instruments nowadays are stamped out in modern factories, but Corrigan loves the magic of metalsmithing techniques used to make horns in the 16th century.
I could picture myself going back in time, and if I was to go back in time, I could, do this.
The essential part of any horn, past or present, is that flared end, the bell.
The way that a bell is made is definitely going to have the biggest impact on how the horn plays and sounds.
And it starts as a sheet of yellow brass. Corrigan's antique brass cutter works like a giant can opener. He cuts a shape that looks like a Y, solders it into a cone, and hammers it on an anvil.
Try to smooth that out.
The end of the bell is shaped on a spinning lathe. Corrigan leans into it with a long rod that has a knob at the end of it. He says very few instrument makers hand spin bells anymore. It's time consuming and physically challenging.
You gotta put a lot of weight into that to get the metal to move.
Corrigan actually started this company based on his reputation for repairing trombone slides. You know, those long parallel tubes that slip in and out.
We have a special process for polishing the slides so they feel like butter. That's what we like to tell people, they feel like butter. So when a musician is playing a lot of quick notes, they don't have to be fighting their horn and have the slide interfering with what they are thinking in their head, because we want them to be able to portray their voice and their thoughts that they have with their music without having any difficulty from their equipment.
You're listening to the Mason Brothers Quintet. One of the brothers is Elliot Mason, the trombone player for Wynton Marsalis' Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. And that horn he's playing? It's a Corrigan. Mike Corrigan grew up in Maryland. His high school band director found he had a knack for fixing horns and suggested he attend an instrument repair school in Minnesota.
After repair school, my teacher came up to me and said, "Mike, I think you would really enjoy making horns." And I said to him, "I didn't even think of that. I guess somebody's got to make them."
So from there, Corrigan apprenticed at a Boston manufacturer of custom brass instruments. He moved to Overland Park in 2004 because his wife grew up in the area. Corrigan started his new business in his basement.
The shop started to consume our living space, so that was the point we needed to move out.
He's now just 31 and has 11 employees. They repair woodwinds now, and they've started working with area schools and more local musicians. But Corrigan's reputation is probably growing faster in New Orleans. He made his first trip there the year after Hurricane Katrina.
I know a lot of people were going down to New Orleans to help rebuild houses and help with the cleanup and all that. But what I decided to do is bring the repair shop down, set up, and just repair horns for the musicians down there.
Corrigan and an employee set up a converted concession stand in the parking lot of a church in Treme. That's the traditional musician's neighborhood, the one that HBO series is about. Pretty soon they had a long line, including a lot of teenagers.
When we finished that last horn that first night, the kids all said, "Well, we want to show you that we thank you for fixing our horns. We're going to play you a song." And I'm thinking, it is midnight. That's all right, guy. You don't need to do that. They said, no, we want to show you our appreciation. There was probably a group of about, 18 or 20 kids, and they're just wailing, playing really loud, and it sounded awesome. It was great. But in the back of my mind, I'm really concerned because it's midnight. I don't want people, upset people. And then I start noticing people are coming out of their houses. And now I'm getting really nervous. But instead of yelling about the noise, they come out. They start clapping and dancing around. And I'm thinking, where on earth am I right now? This is crazy.
Corrigan has ended up going down to New Orleans once or twice a year to repair instruments. He's become particularly close to the rising star, Trombone Shorty, who is playing here with the Rebirth Brass Band. They just won a Grammy for their album, The Rebirth of New Orleans. All but one of the musicians are blowing, you guessed it, Mike Corrigan's horns. Mike Corrigan hopes to move his Olathe shop to downtown KC someday to be closer to the music scene and to the musicians, if New Orleans doesn't steal him away. Sylvia Maria Gross, KCUR News.